Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something pretty interesting, new ways for communities to make decisions together through voting.
That's right. We're looking specifically at a voting feature that's been detailed in some documentation from the Linux Foundation.
Exactly. And our mission, really, is for you listening to get a solid handle on the two main voting methods they're outlining.
Yeah, figure out what they are, when you might use one versus the other, and, you know, clear up any confusion.
Sounds good. For a long time, voting in communities often felt like, well, there was just one way to count the votes.
Pretty much the default, yeah. But this documentation suggests things are evolving, giving communities better tools, maybe more nuanced tools, for finding consensus.
Okay, so let's start with the first one they mentioned, plurality voting. This sounds familiar.
Oh, almost certainly. It's the classic approach, really. Like the documentation says, think of any basic election. You vote for one person or one option.
Your favorite pick.
Exactly. Your single preferred choice. And whoever gets the most votes wins. Simple as that.
Just the most votes. Not necessarily over half.
Correct. It doesn't need a majority. Just more votes than any other single option. You sometimes hear it called first past the post.
Right, right. The documentation had that example, didn't it? Like 10 people voting?
10 voters, 3 features. Feature A gets 4 votes, feature B gets 3, and feature C also gets 3.
So with plurality, feature A wins.
Feature A wins, even though 6 out of 10 people didn't vote for it as their top choice. It just got the most individual votes.
Okay, but straightforward.
Yeah.
So what's the appeal then? Why use this method?
Well, the advantages are pretty clear. It's incredibly simple for voters. You just pick one.
Easy to understand.
And easy for the organizers, too. Counting is simple. Setting it up is quick. It's generally fast.
Speed and simplicity. I can see the value there. But the documentation also flags some downsides, right?
Yes. And this is where it gets interesting. The big one is vote splitting.
Uh-huh.
If you have, say, a few options that are quite similar to each other.
Like my classic example, choosing a paint color and you have light green, forest green, and mint green.
Exactly. Perfect example. People who generally want green might spread their votes across those three.
And then maybe blue wins, even if more people preferred some kind of green overall.
Precisely. The green vote got split. So a less popular but distinct option slips through.
Which means the winner might not actually have the broadest support across the whole group.
Right. It just got the highest number of first preferences against other single options. And that, you know, can sometimes leave a lot of people feeling their view wasn't really represented.
Okay, so plurality.
Yeah.
Simple, fast, but watch out for vote splitting and maybe not getting the most broadly liked outcome.
That's a good summary.
So that brings us to the second method they talk about, Condorcet IRV. Sounds a bit more involved.
It is, yeah. It's definitely a more sophisticated approach. It's trying to address those very limitations we just talked about with plurality.
Condorcet IRV. It's like two things combined.
It is. It merges the Condorcet principle with instant runoff voting, or IRV.
Okay, break that down. What's the big change for the voter?
The key difference is how you vote. Instead of picking just one favorite, you rank the options, all of them, in order of your preference. First choice, second choice, third, and so on.
Ranking everything. Okay, that definitely takes more thought. So what's the Condorcet part doing?
The Condorcet idea is about finding a winner that would beat every other option in a one-on-one matchup.
Like head-to-head contests.
Exactly. If there's one option, let's call it option A, that gets more votes than option B when compared directly, and D, it gets more votes than option C when compared directly, and so on for all other options.
Then option A is the clear winner.
Then A is the Condorcet winner. It has majority support against every single alternative. If that exists, the voting's done. That's the winner.
Okay, that makes intuitive sense. Find the one that consistently comes out on top in direct comparisons. Mm-hmm. But what if there isn't one like that?
Ah, good question. And that's where the IRV instant runoff voting kicks in.
Right, the runoff part. How does that work?
Okay, so if there's no Condorcet winner, you look at everyone's first choice votes, just the top picks.
Okay.
The option that got the fewest first choice votes is eliminated. Knocked out.
Gone. What happens to the people who voted for that one first? Are their votes just lost?
No, and this is the clever part. Those votes are instantly transferred. They go to each voter's next preferred choice on their ranked list as long as that choice is still in the running.
Ah, I see. So if my first choice gets eliminated, my vote automatically flows down to my second choice.
Precisely. Your ballot still counts towards your highest ranked option that hasn't been eliminated yet.
And this keeps happening.
Yep. you repeat the process. Eliminate the option now in last place, redistribute its votes based on the next preferences on those ballots.
Round after round.
Until one option finally gets a majority more than 50% of the remaining votes.
So Condorcet IRV is designed to find either that universally preferred option straight away or use this runoff system to find something that eventually gets majority backing by picking up second, third choices, etc.
That's a really good way to put it. It's aiming for broader consensus.
And the big advantage here, according to the documentation, is it tackles that vote splitting problem.
Exactly. Because even if your first choice is similar to another and gets knocked out early, your vote likely transfers to that similar option, helping it consolidate support in later rounds.
Instead of just disappearing like in plurality.
Right. So Condorcet IRV generally leads to a winner that more people find acceptable, even if it wasn't their absolute number one. It reflects a wider base of support.
Which might lead to maybe more stable decisions that people feel better about.
That's the idea behind it, certainly. Promoting broader satisfaction.
Sounds quite robust, but there must be drawbacks too. The documentation mentions some.
Yeah, definitely. The main one is complexity. It's just harder to explain and understand than plurality for voters and the people running the vote.
More moving parts.
And it requires voters to actually rank all the options. That's more effort, more cognitive load than just picking one favorite.
Okay, so we've got plurality. Quick, simple, pick one. Most votes win, but risks vote splitting.
Mm-hmm.
And Condorcet IRV.
Mm-hmm.
Rank everything, more complex, uses head-to-head or runoffs to find broad support, less prone to splitting.
You've got it. Two distinct tools for different situations.
So the million-dollar question. How does a community choose which one to use? What does the documentation suggest?
It really boils down to the context of the vote and what the priority is.
Okay. So when is good old plurality the way to go?
The guidance suggests plurality works best for quick, simple decisions where the options are pretty distinct from each other.
Not much chance of that vote splitting issue.
Right. Or maybe when speed is really the most important factor, a simple yes, no, or choosing between a few very different paths.
Makes sense. Keep it simple when the choice is simple. So when should a community maybe embrace the complexity of Condorcet IRV?
The recommendation there is to use Condorcet IRV when you do have several similar options in the mix.
Like our green paint colors again.
Exactly. Or maybe different variations on a similar feature proposal. And when the main goal is fairness, finding the outcome that truly reflects the group's overall preference landscape, not just the single most popular first choice.
So it's about prioritizing broad agreement over just finding the single most passionate favorite.
Precisely. When you want the result to feel legitimate to the largest possible portion of the group.
The documentation kind of summarized this side by side, didn't it? Without being a literal table.
Yeah, it laid out the key differences nicely. Plurality. Pick one. Most votes win. Easiest. Best for simple stuff.
And Condorcet IRV.
Rank options. Broadest support wins, either directly or via runoff. Moderately easy, you know, more work but doable. Best when you have multiple choices and fairness is key.
Okay. So hopefully for you listening, that gives them a much clearer picture of these two voting methods, plurality and Condorcet IRV.
Yeah, how they work, their strengths, their weaknesses, based on what the Linux Foundation documentation outlines.
We've covered the mechanics and the rationale.
And it's worth remembering, these aren't just abstract rules, are they? The voting system you choose fundamentally shapes the outcome.
Absolutely. Whether it's for an open source project, a local club, or heck, even deciding where to go for lunch with friends.
The method matters.
Yeah.
It can change the result.
Which brings us to a final thought for you to ponder. Think about decisions made in your own life or your community or even bigger stages.
Mm-hmm.
Could the outcome have been different if they'd used plurality instead of something else? Or Condorcet IRV instead of plurality? And maybe more importantly, what does that tell us about how we actually make choices together?